If you read the 1970 papers about the goals of ARPANET, you find it was to share large computers. They happened to be computers that I was responsible for, the DEC PDP-10s. Larry Roberts, who headed ARPA's, said, researchers should share these computers. Well, the guys who had them said, we don't want a network sharing computers. Our computers are already overloaded. Don't put any more people on them. And so he said, well, you can log in and run programs at other sites and collaborate and send files to one another. So it started out for load data and program sharing with remote login capability. What ARPA got was email. This was really serendipity at work when government sponsors good research. Email really is underappreciated. I think it will be the dominant form of information carrier. It carries presentations, transactions, schedules, meetings, even ads, bills, and eventually payments. For many applications, I prefer email to the World Wide Web simply because I don't have to talk with or wait for a program. I don't have to worry about response time. ARPANET gave us mail, bulletin boards, the file transfer protocol, remote logins, and then later the remote procedure call idea that enabled distributed computing.